And what about the kind that comes in loaves?
I made one time and it broke me because it took me so long to make it. I had to keep taking it and rolling it over again and putting it back up and taking it back out and fixing it again and putting it back up. I got sick of it. I says, it's right fast to buy me a loaf of bread. I never made no more.
The only kind of homemade bread like that I've ever made is like you can buy the dough already made up. And you can take it and let it sit at room temperature and let it rise and then bake it. I did that, but I've never made any myself.
I get some that comes in a can, like biscuits. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I get those too.
Yeah. Do you have a different term for the kind that you buy in the store?
Excuse me. I just call it store-bought homemade bread.
What about the kind that's already sliced up and all that that you buy in the store? What would you call that?
Light bread.
Okay. Do people ever make anything with a batter, like fried, like donuts or anything of that type?
They laugh at what we used to call it.
I made some donuts when I was little girl.
What you call pancakes?
I just call them root pancakes.
They used to call them flitters and blades. Over here in Lumberton,
I remember the flitters too. That was something like the flour bread. But when I was a little girl, I can remember people would take canned biscuits and make donuts out of them. Then take them and cut them a little hole out of the middle of them.
Uh-huh.
And then dip them in some kind of glaze, like sugar water, and make homemade donuts.
And fry them in oil? Or?
Yeah, take them and fry them in the pan, cooking oil.
Yeah,
that's what you
do. And then dip them in the sugar water or syrup, anything sweet.
Hmm.
I knew a woman that run a donut shop, and that was the sight. Donuts floating all over the great big old square. thing with donuts floating all over the place. Her girl run that in Wilmington.
Too fat if I run a donut shop.
What about peanuts? Did y'all grow those?
Mm-hmm.
People have any different term for those they call them?
We would grow them and then take them in, when they got ready. The ones that we wanted to boil, we would go ahead and pick them off while they were green and boil them. And then the ones that we wanted to roast, we would take them and stack them up on a peanut stack. Take a board, just a cross board in the ground, just stack them up there and let them dry out, and then you can pick them off and roast them.
Their names was Panders and Peanut. Oh, Panders and brown peas. And
do you remember calling them those?
I remember hearing other people call them. I always call them peanuts, but I remember hearing other people calling them brown peas and Panders.
That's not a term that you would normally use.
No, I just say peanuts.
Okay. All right. How about of the hogs, when they kill them, the different parts that they use?
I think they use every part of them.
Uh-huh. What about all the organs and stuff?
Well, they take the I call them the guts. They take that and just stuff the sausage in.
Mm-hmm.
They call them chitlins.
They call them chitlins.